members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult game for you guys on Saturday against a very strong Maryland team. Come up short 63-14. Give me your impressions on the game.
I thought Maryland's a really, really good football team. I thought we were outmatched to some degree, but I thought our kids fought hard. They fought hard, and I think we learned a lot about ourselves and who we can be.
Obviously, when you play against a Power 5 team, you want to at least early to be able to stay in the game, and they were able to hit on a few big plays. How difficult was that to deal with?
It was rough, but I was proud of how our guys responded. You know, down 21-0, and the offense walked the ball 80 yards on a defense that's been pretty impressive on film. And we did that the entire second quarter. We get down there twice, once negated by a penalty, and you know, go for it on fourth down and drop a ball in the end zone. So, you know, it's not like we were far away despite their big play capability. I think that their depth wore us down in the end, and we just didn't have enough guys left to fight.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We got a question in queue if you'll get that for us, Tony.
And your question comes from the line of Mike Klingeman from the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, you've got a shutout and a blowout to your credit. Where does the real Towson team lie?
Usually somewhere in the middle, right? First game's first game. That's always something to evaluate in its own accord. When you play an FBS opponent, that too is a singular evaluation in reference to the span of a year. There's some things I really, really like about our football team. I think we have some skill. I think we have some strength. And I think a whole bunch of guys now have a complete understanding of how good they can be after playing against a really, really good Maryland team. And I think any of the deficiencies that we think we might have had when you play an FBS team, you get those, whatever veiled those, it strips it away, and you get to see it up close and personal. So I think it's a good way for us to evaluate the start of the season and give us an idea who we can be in the long run.
What is Morgan Mihalik's upper body injury, and is Ryan Stover your number one quarterback now?
Morgan Mihalik's injury is an upper body injury, and until he comes back, Ryan Stover is the quarterback.
And will he be back this week?
Actually, I was at a funeral this morning, so I have not seen an injury report, and I'll probably have that in the next half an hour.
Okay. Upper body injury could be just about anything. Can you be a little more specific?
It absolutely could be just about anything.
How about St. Francis's quarterback, this guy Fenimore, a grad transfer from Houston? He's got some phenomenal numbers against two lesser opponents. What do you think of him?
I think that they are a high-flying, high-scoring, scary-as-hell offense. And considering what we didn't do defensively against something similar last week, we're going to have our hands full.
Well, you came back from a 15-point deficit against them last year and won.
Yes, we did. Different year, different teams.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Coach.
Sure, Mike.
Rob, talk a little bit about Ryan Stover. I thought he played awfully well, 21-36, 210 yards, two touchdowns, and his first start in that environment. What was your assessment as you've gone back and looked at the film?
I thought for a guy who's going to get his first start and he has to do it in that stadium versus that team, I was impressed with a lot of stuff that he did. Don't get me wrong, for all those people watching at home, he was nervous as hell. And it took him a while to get through those jitters. I bet there are three particular plays that he wishes he could get back, just like any good quarterback. The two interceptions, which, you know, clearly cost us and our inability to tackle the guy. But then, you know, we had a big play to a young freshman who Ryan just did not pay attention to his alignment. He's a freshman, and freshmen tend to make mistakes sometimes, but it's the quarterback's job to make them right. And if we'd have been aligned correctly, we got a 70-yard play. So some rookie mistakes, but some things that show that he's progressed probably ahead of his years a little bit. Either way, it bodes well for the future.
And he also picked up 52 yards on the ground. He can run a little bit. How does that change anything that you were planning to do kind of going into the year and having sort of a dual threat guy?
Well, his is more like, you know, team's propensity to play man, play two man, and they match up for everybody but the quarterback. And Ryan's a pretty heady player. Like, he understands what that coverage is, and that if the entire defense wants to cover our guys, that's fine. Nobody's covering him. And he did it in high school. He'd go through his progressions, and then he'd either throw it away or he'd take off running. And it was good to see that he was able to be successful doing that at the college level. It's kind of funny. He's not real fast, and he's not real quick, but he seemed like really hard to tackle. And if Maryland's going to have a hard time doing that, I'm going to like to see what everybody else that tries to do.
You touched on that young wide receiver group that you have. After 2 weeks, how do you feel like they're progressing?
Oh, I think they're growing by leaps and bounds. I think that the growth from all press man in 1 week to all press man in week two against a much greater opponent, to have the kind of statistics that we did and the success we did in some cases, that's really exciting. And all those guys aren't old guys. The old guys aren't even playing yet. They're still recovering from camp. So we keep moving forward. Everybody gets healthy. I'm liking where this train's moving.
You touched on the second quarter. You guys not only had the 11-play, 81-yard drive you scored, but another 13-play drive. What went especially well during those series that you were able to do?
I think our kids settled down and realized that the moment isn't really the moment. It's just football, and it's 11 guys playing 11 guys in football. And once we got over the jitters of, you know, watching one play touchdowns on the other side of the ball, or us, you know, seeing that the guys in front of us aren't the Incredible Hulk or the Avengers, we settled down and played football and played it pretty well.
Defensively, you come off the shutout against Morgan State, and then again let up the 63. What's the mindset, or how do you get your guys back, especially against the type of offense you're facing this week, to get their confidence back to where maybe you want it to be?
Yeah, if you're going to be any good, it doesn't really matter what side of the ball you're on. You got to have an next play mentality all the time. No matter how great the play was before or how bad the play was before, you got to wipe it away so you can get restarted on the next one. And we talk about this all the time. We can have the greatest win in the history of the program or the worst loss in the history of the program. But when the sun rises on Monday morning, that's over with. That knowledge we take with us to grow from, but we move forward always, and we refocus on the target at hand. And this week at St. Francis.
As you touched on, I know you said two different years and different teams, but you've played St. Francis in the past, had some success with them in the past. Is there anything that you take from those games, and what are some of the keys for you guys this week to be able to get a win?
Well, I think that as the years progress, Chris has done a tremendous job up there. He really has. I mean, they're a playoff team. And that ought to say enough right there, that they are a playoff team, and that every year we've played them, they've got consistently better, and they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger than they were, you know, 5 years ago. And I believe that the team we're going to face on Saturday is going to be a playoff team again. So, life on the road, life against tough competition. Thank God we play in the CAA, because that's our normal every day.
All right, Rob, thanks very much for the time today. Good luck on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.